Now time for our locker room chat with Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik, coming off a 35-28 win on the road at Houlton. First of all, your just general thoughts on this incredible win in week one.
Yeah, it was a huge win for our team, obviously, but more so for the community and the seniors. The seniors haven't won versus Houlton 3 years, so we were on a 5-game losing streak to them. So it was hats off to our seniors and our leadership throughout the whole game, a four-quarter battle.
Absolutely, and you guys' offense really stood out to me with these numbers here. First of all, talk about your running back, Cooper Hike, who went for 200 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He loves to work hard, and he's hard to bring down, but it starts with the offensive line, you know. Josh Gonzalez, center, Connor Dieter, holding back the guards, and Abram Keim and Abe Hilbert's tackles. It all really starts with them and the tight end, Blake Thalmer. They worked their butts off through four quarters, and they continue to get better throughout the game.
Yeah, and they blocked well for Braden Uphouse as well. Your starting quarterback was very efficient. You went 12 for 16, 134 yards. How did you like his game?
Yeah, I was very happy with him. Last year, you know, we kind of struggled throwing the ball. So this year he had to take the next step to the competition level. And I think he proved himself when he went 12 and 16, you know, for above 30. And, yeah.
Talking about your guys' wide receiving core, more specifically Gavin Kane, who went off for 101 receiving yards and that touchdown as well. Tell us what you've been liking from those guys.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He put in tremendous work through the offseason. He did some 7-on-7 stuff throughout the summer for Kansas Elite. You know, he's kind of a quiet kid, off-the-radar kid that many teams don't know about, but he's definitely my sleeper pick. He's got great speed and great hands, and obviously he can go get the football.
You guys certainly set a very high bar for yourself with this win on the offensive side of things. How do you guys take that step for improvement?
Yeah, and that's what I told him after the game. You know, our expectations got to be high throughout the season, and we just got to keep getting continuously 1% better each day in practice, and each Friday we got to continue to get better and start fast with the Friday night game.
Awesome. We're going to go and take a quick break. We'll be back here in a bit with Coach Glatzik. Back here with Coach Glatzik for Nemaha Central after their 35-28 win at Houlton, and kind of talking about the defense, of course, not your guys' greatest output, but this is a very good Houlton offense. Where are some things that you can improve? What are you talking to your kids about during practice this week?
Yeah, it's just like I said, Houlton is a very good team. It's obviously going to be hard to shut them out or hold them to one score and below. Houlton is a great coach by Coach Varda, and the offensive line is good and even a better backfield. We're definitely going to focus on defense this week. It's just simple, just tackling. Coach Steve is going to do a great job with them this week, and hopefully we can see improvement Royal Valley on Friday.
And talking about Royal Valley coming off a tough 26-19 loss at Hiawatha, they stay on the road. What are some things you expect to see from the Panthers this week?
Yeah, they are very well coached by Coach Boucher over there. He's a Smith Center alum, so it's like I told the kids, they're going to come out on fire on Friday. They're going to be well coached on a four-quarter game, and we definitely have to show up and see how we can do.
First home game of the year. What are your expectations for the crowd that you guys have? I know you guys are really excited to get your first home game of the season.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere on Friday at Houlton. It's one of my key points that was in the scouting report this week is to protect the house. You know, you definitely want to protect your home field, and you know, hopefully we can give the crowd a good game on Friday.
And you guys' defense, I think, has a really big chance to shine and have a nice bounce-back week. You kind of talked about some improvements, but in terms of the mental side of things for both sides of the football, what are some things now that you have a game under your belt that you're trying to get them to understand mentally?
Yeah, it's just like you said, we kind of use that first game as a gauge to see where we're at. And as all the coaches that say, you know, you make your biggest improvements from week one to week two. So I'm excited to see how our kids take that next step between the 2 weeks and see how we do on Friday.
Yeah, we're excited to see you, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. As always, we'll talk to you again next week, and best of luck this week against Roe Valley.
All right, appreciate it, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik here on your Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haugseed.